Kiss 99.3. He's a wonder, and the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul, come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBaron with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to become an effective maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress. Persecuted,
but not. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you once again, Father, for the precious Father. The word we have in English, Father, don't even do it no justice, my Father, how we can glorify you and praise you and honor you and in everything that we do, and just give you your crown. Hallowed be your name. Glory to God. Hallowed be your name, Lord. There's none like you, Father, in all the earth, Lord. What a mighty God we serve, my Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for your grace and your mercy, Father, for it follows us all the days of our lives. You're a great God, Father, and you have done great things. And Father, for all the things you've done for us, knowing and unknowing, Father, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. We all was lost, Father, but now we are found, Father. And it's all because of your amazing grace, your love for your people, my Father. And Lord, for that, we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that because of your grace and your love for us and your mercy, Lord God, and your redeeming work, Father, we can come all the way into your presence, my Father, and just commune with you, fellowship with you. Honor you in all we do, Father, and bring glory to your name, my Father. So we come through the gates of thanksgiving. We come through the course of praise. We come, Father, all the way through this radio broadcast, our fellowship together, our services to you, my Father. We come through all of that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that pathway. Thank you, my Father, for that pathway to come all the way into your very presence. Through your gates of thanksgiving, through your course of praise, through your worship service, my Father, through all the way behind the veil into your very presence, boldly, without any sense of guilt or condemnation, knowing that even though our sins are like scarlet, through your love for us and through the cleansing blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have washed us white as snow. So, Father, we can come boldly, hallelujah, and not just come, Father, but obtain mercy and find grace to help us every time we need it, Lord. And for that, we say thank you. So, Father, here we are. Now you feed us and you speak to our hearts. You can reprove us. You can rebuke us. You can chastise us. You can correct us, Lord. You can do whatever you need to do, Father. Whatever you do, as long as you don't take your Holy Spirit away from us. So have your way, Father, not only in this broadcast, Father, for an hour, but have your way in our lives, Father. Your kingdom come. And your will be done right here in our lives on earth, just like it is in heaven, my Father. That's your will and that's your desire. That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And Father, we come in agreement with you, with that will, Lord. Your kingdom has come in our lives and your will is being done in our lives on a daily basis. So give us, my Father, this hour, Lord, and all the days of our life, our daily bread. Give us everything that we have need of, Father. Feed us, my Father. Fill our cups up, Lord. Hallelujah. For we thirst for you. We hunger for you, Father. So, Lord, again, here we are. Now you speak to us, Lord, and you mold us and you shape us. We're the clay, you're the potter. So I humble myself, Lord, under your mighty hand, and I ask that you would anoint these lips of clay, and that you would anoint the ears of all of those, my Father, who have joined in with my Father on this radio broadcast, as you usher us into your very presence, my Father. And for that, we say thank you. Holy Ghost, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hand that you would anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church in this hour. Holy Ghost, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God out there in radio land, under the sound of my voice. What an honor, what a privilege, and what a pleasure it is for to join in with y'all to just go all the way into the presence of our Father in heaven. Just let him minister to us, whether it's reproof or rebuke or correction or chastisement or whatever it is. You can know one thing, that if God is molding and shaping us, hallelujah, then the end result is going to be born in his image and in his likeness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's an honor and a privilege, Lord, to come together with y'all and to go into the presence of the Most High God and just let the Holy Spirit do what he do best. Hallelujah. And that's comfort us. That's guide us. That's man enlighten out of our understanding. That's reprove us. That's heal us. That's deliver us. That connects us. That's bind us together in love with a heart that can never be broken. Hallelujah. That's the Holy Spirit at work in the earth today, in all our lives. Do you know that is the Holy Spirit that put you on? If you listen. If you're on this radio broadcast right now with me, it ain't any kind of broadcast, Lord. It's God, man, calling us into his presence. He ain't calling us to come and have church or calling us to come and listen to a radio broadcast. It's him calling us into his presence. I'm going to say that again. You know, it's not just no ordinary Bible study or seminar, you know, that we do on radio, you know. And by the way, this is a live seminar, you know. And then, well, this God calling us into his very presence. And you need to know that. If you listen to this radio, somebody say, what do you say? I say, if you listening to this radio broadcast, well, that God has summoned you into his presence. He wants to speak to you himself. He don't want you to just hear what I say. He wants you to hear what the Holy Spirit say to you about what I say. Hallelujah. That's why I say this ain't no ordinary radio broadcast, not this one. This one here, boy, is the gospel of the kingdom. Let me tell you something, man. I listen to radio. I listen to Bob. I listen to television and radio and YouTube and all that. They're all good and everything else. But, boy, let me tell you something, man. I don't hear a whole lot of messages, man. What about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? Oh, I might hear them, you know, mention it in, you know, a bypass of the message, but I'm talking about the central focus of it. Boy, that God drawing, isn't it the kingdom of God? Boy, that's what about the kingdom of God. That God drawing you, man, back into his presence. Isn't that the whole redeeming work of Jesus Christ, man, was for one purpose. Everything that he did, man, was for one end, man. That man, what he did at the last when he left his earth after he said he was finished and he rose from the grave and met with his disciples. Boy, one of his last acts was, boy, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. So everything that God was doing from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to, man, the end of your Bible is a means to one end. What? Boy, that's to get that Holy Spirit back on the inside of you and on the inside of me. You don't know the power that you have on the inside of you, but boy, you listen to this radio broadcast here and listen to this message here, you're going to come to the knowledge of it. Come to the knowledge of what? Boy, that power that works on the inside of you. What power is that? That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, that's what Adam lost, man, in Genesis chapter 3. All the dominion and the power and authority that God gave him in the person of the Holy Spirit, Adam, man, forfeited that man and transgressed God's will, and the Holy Spirit can't dwell in no unclean temple, so he left. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, boy, he lost the Holy Spirit. They lost the presence of the Lord. They lost their identity. They lost their purpose. They lost their destination. They lost their identity, who they are, where they come from. They lost all of that. They lost man and God. They lost the presence of the Lord. They lost the Garden of Eden. You know the story. They got put out of there, out of the presence of the Lord. The Garden of Eden is a representation of the presence of the Lord, the literal presence of the Lord. I'm not talking about the songs we sing. I'm talking about the literal presence of the Lord. Can you imagine, man, Adam and Eve, man, walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, all day long, 24/7, unbroken fellowship, no sin, no condemnation, no guilt, none of that. Just, man, a divine connection. What's the divine connection? Boy, the Holy Spirit. What he connect to? He connect you and I to God and God to you and I. He connect, man, the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, to the kingdom of this earth. He's a connection between God and mankind and the connection between heaven and earth. He's the power and ability that you have on the inside of you, the same mighty working power, glory God, that God used when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at his own right hand. How you do that? The power of the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost at work. I say it again, if you on this radio broadcast, every day from the Holy Ghost summons you to this. Like a boy, Jesus said, when he comes, he's going to bring you in remembrance of all things, man. And he's going to testify of me. Amen. Listen, this is the power of the Holy Ghost. And boy, as we come to the knowledge of, boy, who's at work in the earth today and allow him to do his work in the earth today, who? That's the Holy Spirit that you lost in Adam. Man, that would have been restored back to you, man, in Jesus Christ. See, that same mighty working power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that enabled us to be and do and have everything that God created us to be, do, and have, man, that has been restored back to us. You don't know the power that you have on the inside of you. You got power, man, just like Jesus had, man. Power to cast out devils. Power to open blind eyes. Power to unstop deaf ears. Power to cause the lame to walk and the dumb to talk and the dead to be raised to life again. Power, I'm talking about power. And I listen, I got to make this statement. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I got to make this statement. And I ain't talking about just physical. He ain't come to really open physical blind eyes and unstop physical deaf ears. Oh, he did that. That was Tyson's shadows of what we really were doing. He come in to open spiritual blind eyes and unstop spiritual death ears and raise those who are dead in sin, man, to spiritual life again. Those who had got separated from God and separated from the Holy Spirit, that you can be reconciled, man, and reunited and reconnected, man, back up to, boy, that divine connection. What's that? Boy, that's the Holy Ghost. Boy, that's the power that's at work in the earth today. The Father is finished. More on the seventh day, the Bible says he came from all his work and he rested. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ died upon the cross, man, redeemed our life from the destruction that Adam sold us into, and he rested. He rested at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. Hallelujah. But boy, he said something, boy, before he left here. He said, I'm going to send you back, man, a comforter. He said this year, I ain't going to leave you comfortless. I'll pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may have about you forever. That's in your Bible, John chapter 14. Boy, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will pray to the Father that he will give you, boy, that same mighty working power that was on the inside of me, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him because he don't he can't comprehend it. But you, hallelujah, who have accepted, boy, the good news of God's love for you and Jesus Christ, boy, every day is going to be I'm going to send you back another comforter. He said, it's expedient for you that I go away. But if I don't go away, then the comforter can't come. Who? The Holy Spirit can't come. He literally saying this, you know, everything that I come to do, everything, my preaching, my teaching, the miracle that you saw me do, my death, my burial, my resurrection, everything, my coming, everything. You preoccupy me with the days and the celebration of Christmas and Easter and all that. And all of that, listen, I ain't come to condemn all of that, man, but we preoccupy with the means at the expense of forfeiting, man, or the end. What's the end, boy? Hey, to get that Holy Spirit back on the inside of our spirit. And the only way he can do that, boy, he got to clean up this vessel. That's why he died up on the cross. To clean you and I up. For what purpose? So that we can go to hell and live with God forever and ever? No. That ain't what the Bible teaches. He cleansed us up, man, so that we could be once again, man, indwelt by the power of the Most High God, boy, the Holy Spirit. Man, the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, you know what that is? That's Christ in you. That's the hope of glory. I think Colossians chapter 1, man, verse 27. Well, I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages, but it's now being manifested, boy, in the lives of every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Well, this knowledge is available. What knowledge? Boy, that the Holy Spirit, the same mighty working power that was that operated on the inside of Jesus, man, that caused him to do the things that he did upon this earth, to have power and authority over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronted his life, and that same Spirit, hallelujah, that he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to open blind eyes and to heal the brokenhearted and to set at liberty those who are captive and to recover their sight to the blind, and to proclaim to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. All debt canceled, hallelujah. Everything that you lost, restored back to you. And all they did, boy, the year of Jubilee was just celebrated and praised their God, man, all for a whole year, boy. That's what Jesus Christ tells us to go and proclaim to every man, every woman, and every boy, and every girl. As a minister of the gospel, that's what he told you to go proclaim, one, that this is the year of Jubilee. This is the time to be saved. This is the time to be delivered. This is the time to be healed. This is the time to be, boy, I'm talking about being dwelled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Because let me tell you something. The company, what God has called us, and listen, we can't do that in and of ourselves. Man, Jesus didn't do it in and of himself. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to do what I do. Hallelujah. It ain't me that do the work. It's the Father that dwelleth on the inside of me. Who is the Father that dwelleth on the inside of him? The Holy Spirit. Who is the Father that dwelleth on the inside of you and I? That's the Holy Spirit, glory to God. And who is that? That's the power of the Most High God. That's the life of the Most High God. That's the fullness of God. That's all that God is. All that his attributes, all his power, all his life, everything that God could shake up myself. That everything that God consists of, boy, is in the Holy Spirit. And boy, I'm talking about he's blessed us, endowed us, man, with that power of the Holy Ghost. That's Christ in you. That's God in you. That's God in man. That's Emmanuel. Boy, that's God in you. Just like he was in Christ Jesus, he on the inside of you too. How was he on the inside of Christ Jesus? By the power of the Holy Ghost. How is he on the inside of you and I? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, you don't know what power that you have working on the inside of us. Boy, but we come into the knowledge of it in this generation that you and I live in, boy. What's really going on, man? And what this thing is really all about. What's really going on? Boy, what's happening, man? What's going on right now? Boy, that's God redeeming his children, man, from a life of destruction, from the beggarly elements of this world, from Satan and all his demon cohorts, from every circumstance, situation, and symptom that has bound us and kept us, man, from walking in the reality of what it means to be the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Glory to God. Boy, he come, man, I'm talking about to break every barrier, to destroy every yoke, remove every burden, man, so that you and I can walk in the reality of what it means to be sons of the Most High God, offspring of God, some in male bodies and some in female bodies, hallelujah. But all of us are sons of the Most High God, spring off from God, and the Holy Spirit come, boy, I'm talking about to reveal that to us, man, not just in knowledge, but in demonstration and in power, glory to God. Listen, boy, the Bible say, boy, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void and without shape, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And the Spirit of the Lord, who? The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep. What are you doing, boy? He's just hoovering, boy. He's just waiting, boy. He waiting on what? He waiting on, boy, the word of the Most High God. He waiting. Say something, boy. And God say something. God say, in the midst of all that darkness, in the midst of all that chaos, in the midst of all that all out of order that the earth was in, boy, God said, let there be light. Hallelujah. And boy, the Holy Ghost went to work. Hallelujah. What he was hoovering over the earth for? And waiting on, he waiting on man, the word of God. What he hoovering in our life for? And waiting on, what's his purpose for being in our lives, man? He and just hoovering in our life, even though you don't know it, he's doing the same thing he did, boy. Oh, when the earth was void and without shape and darkness was upon the face of the deep and the Holy Spirit moved on with the face of the deep, he's the same in our life right now. He's moving in our life right now. He's waiting on something to in our life. He's waiting on the word of God. He's waiting on us to speak the word of God, hallelujah, to speak the word of faith in the word of God, hallelujah. And he'll take that spoken word of the Most High God and he'll manifest it in your life. just like he manifested man, and when God said, let there be light. And what happened? Man, light started being. And light been being ever since. Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you, waiting on you to come to the knowledge board of how to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. He need a word. What do you need? He don't need no any word. He need the word of God. And he don't need no just any word. Quote the word of God. He need men to face the word of God. He need the spoken word of God in faith. Hallelujah. They cut it off by shout. Faith what? Faith in the God that we serve that loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Boy, because he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. Saved from what? Saved from man, the indwelling and power of the Holy Ghost. The devil that Adam gave him over our life, boy. Come, man, to save us, man, from that, boy. And wash us white as snow, boy. And now he just hoovering in our lives, too. Just like he was hoovering over the face of the deep, he hoovering in our lives, too. What are you waiting on? He waiting on the word. Just like he was waiting on, man, when the earth was void and without shape. Your life might be void and without shape and without all the blessing of God and everything else, man. I'm talking about man separated from God. He waiting on the word. What? He waiting on you to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. What thus said the Lord. He's waiting on what? You to believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. What? What thus said the Lord about your life. And boy, he'll take that faith spoken word, man, and he'll manifest it in your life. That's why he there. That's why he in your life. To bring you in remembrance of it, bring you into the reality of everything that Jesus Christ said, man, was preaching concerning you and I. Listen, you know what hey come on, yeah, Holy Spirit, you can reprove us and you can rebuke us and you can correct us. Well, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of all of us and is anointing all of us to preach, man, the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. The devil, man, in prayer can probably trade with a good thing at the expense of forfeiting the great thing. What's the good thing? Well, we've been preaching, man, the gospel of Jesus Christ instead of the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. I'm going to say that again, you know. The church out there, especially the religious church, they've been preaching, man, the good news about Jesus instead of the good news that Jesus preached. The good news about Jesus is good news. And like I say, he's back daily, man, that's good news, man. So, man, you got the wagon in front of the horses. You're going to go there for a minute. You're trying to get somewhere, and you put the wagon in front of the horses, or you put the horses behind the wagon. How you going to go anywhere? No, the horses, man, go in front of the wagon to pull the wagon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And, boy, I'm telling my boy, we've been called, man, into the very presence of the Most High God. The very fact that you've been called and summoned to go into the presence of the Most High God, that's an indication that because of God's love for you and what he sent his Son to do and the work that he completed up on the earth, that you've been washed white as snow. I'm talking about even though your sins are like scarlet, boy, when God looked down you, he see you washed white as snow, covered in the blood. Can't wait, man, to manifest himself in our life, man. How are you going to do that, Arthur? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. What the Holy Ghost needs, man, to accomplish that, man, he needs the word of God. He needs you and I, man, to come to the knowledge of how God operates in the earth. But they by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why the script in the Bible says it's not by power, nor by might, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord. Boy, he's the one that's at work in the earth today. And boy, we need to know about him. See, I'm going to tell you, we've been preaching everything else, preaching the good news about Jesus Christ. It ain't preached the good news that Jesus Christ preached. That's two separate things. The gospel of Jesus is the good news about Jesus. The gospel that he preached is the good news about you. Hey, say that again, brother. Hey, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news about Jesus. What you mean? What he did and how he overcame and how he stopped death here and how he rose from the dead and how he has power over all the powers of the devil and everything that confronted his life, boy. Hey, that's the good news about Jesus, boy. But the good news that Jesus Christ preached is you can do the same thing as I am, so are you. Same spirit that live on the inside of you, me that's doing the work. When I finish, man, I'm going to send him back to you. Once I get back to the Father, I'm going to send that same Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that empowers me to do all the things that I do. I'm going to send him back to you. Why? So that the work that I do, you can do also. He didn't say you can. He said you shall do. Shall mean most definitely. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you understand his purpose and his reason for existence, then you most definitely going to do not only the work that I did, but greater works than this shall you do. So you see me opening physical blind eyes and unstopping physical deaf ears and causing the physical lame to walk and the dumb to talk and to raise the physical people from the dead. But the work that you're going to do, you're going to raise not just physical people from the dead. You're going to raise spiritual people, man, from the dead. You're going to open spiritual blind eyes. You're going to start spiritual deaf ears. You're going to call those who are dead and trespass and sin to be raised to life again. That's resurrection life. Well, when they come to the knowledge of Jesus and what he did for them, and they accept Jesus Christ into their life that they personally saved it, maybe you just raised man the dead. Hallelujah. Those who are dead and trespassing and sin. Hallelujah. When you bring to the knowledge of the truth and they receive, man, the gospel of their salvation, well, you just raised somebody from the dead. Every time, man, you open the eyes of somebody understanding that they be enlightened and they say, oh, I see what that means now. I understand that, boy. You just open blind eyes. Hallelujah. This word has been going forth. And they got a lot of people, man, they hear and they don't hear. They see and they don't see. And in some cases, the religious leaders, man, is the main call of that. Because, boy, the blind leading the blind. And, boy, the Bible says the eyes have they closed. The leaders, boy, listen, they told to what? To the glorious gospel that Jesus Christ preached. The eyes have they closed. To see and they see not, and hear and they hear not. All right, so therefore, man, they're just preaching men the good news about Jesus, but they haven't been open to the good news that Jesus Christ preached. That's why I say, boy, the devil's most successful tactic, listen, you need to hear what I'm going to say right now. The devil's most successful tactic against the church is to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. It doesn't matter you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, as long as you don't preach the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. You see, you got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you have faith in that. Well, you have faith in everything that Jesus Christ did. Why? Because, man, you hear about, man, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's good news. You got to have faith in Jesus Christ. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, you can't be saved. Without faith, you can't accept the grace of God. Without faith, you can't do nothing. Everything is by faith, hallelujah. That you're going to get, man, from God is by grace through faith. So you ask, what's faith, man? That's believing God's word, man, and before it even manifests itself and speaking it until it manifests itself. What faith is? Faith is believing, man, what God said even before it's manifesting in our life and then speaking it until it comes to pass. What? That means speaking it forever, continually. That's why Jesus said, let not my word depart out of your mouth, but meditate in it. Not my word. My word is the law. The law is my word. Don't let this book of the law, don't let my word that I speak to your heart, hallelujah, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, don't let that word depart from your heart, from your life, from your heart, from your mind. And meditate in it day and night. Why? So you can observe how to act on it, how to do it, how to apply it to your everyday life. And the Bible says, then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. At what? Being and doing what God created you to do. What's that? Being fruitful, that's productive. Multiplying, man, your product with your fruit, hallelujah. Then distributing it, then subduing it, then watching over it, until, boy, the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Hallelujah. The whole earth is filled with the culture of God. The whole earth is filled with the love of God. The whole earth is filled with the grace of God. The whole earth is filled with the kingdom of heaven, man. Just like God originally intent, plan, and purpose was and is. Well, that it be in our life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Well, how is God going to accomplish that? By the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes to bring us in remembrance of everything that Jesus preached. Not what he did. That's the good news about Jesus, what he did. But the purpose for him coming, why he coming, was, man, you know, to cleanse you up from all your unrighteousness so that you can begin, like I say, that you can become then a candidate for the Holy Spirit to once again come dwell on the inside of you. Who? The Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? That's the power of God. That's God himself. That's all of God. Well, when you talk about the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, that's all of God on the inside of you. Listen, that's God in you. Not just among you, that's God in you. The anointed one. And everything that he was anointed with, all the anointed power that's in Christ was anointed with, and everything that he everything, man, that he consisted of, man, that comes from the heaven and from our Father and earth, boy, it's the same mighty working power that's on the inside of you. Boy, that's what we're going to go into in this new year, boy. The power that works on the inside of you. God said this here. He said, man, listen, it's going to be according to the power that works on the inside of you. What? According to the power that works on the inside of you. What power is that? The mighty working power that Jesus, that God used when he raised Jesus from the dead. Ghost power. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's all the power of God. That's the power of God. That's on the inside of you and I. And boy, he's waiting on you to come to the knowledge of it, man, and then know how to operate that, then know how to speak. And boy, when you learn how to speak, well, hey, by his stripes, I'm healed. What do you say? You believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth, and you shall be saved. Well, you believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth, you shall be saved. But with the heart, man, believe it unto the righteous, and boy, with the mouth, with the tongue, confession is made unto salvation. I ain't just saving you from a devil's hell. That means saving you from everything that you need saving from. Boy, it's in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Boy, everything is in the Word of God. And boy, the one who manifests the Word of God in the earth, that's the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it again. That's the Holy Spirit, man. And we need to know, man, I'm talking about just like we know about our Father in heaven and we know about Jesus Christ, we need to know also about, man, what's going on in the earth today. The Father, like I told you, he's finished. Jesus Christ, he's finished. The one that's working in the earth today is the Holy Spirit. So you need to learn about him and seek him and allow him to play his part in the scene. You've allowed God to play his part in your life. What? To shower you with his love. You have allowed Jesus Christ to play his part in your life, what, to redeem your life from destruction. Now you've got to allow the Holy Spirit to play his part, and that's to lead you into reality, glory to God, of what it means to be redeemed from the curse of the law, what it means to be, man, healed by the stripes of Jesus, what it means, man, to be empowered, man, with the power of on high, what it means, man, to cast out devils and open blind eyes and unstop deaf ears and cause the lame to walk and the dumb to talk, and the dead to be raised again, man, to life. The power is on the inside of you and I. Boy, when we allow that power that's in us to come up and on us, like it did Jesus, like it did even the Old Testament saints, man, you know, the Spirit of the Lord would fall upon them, boy, and would come upon them, boy, and they would do exploits. And then he would leave. Boy, but I'm talking about, boy, when he came to us, he ain't never left. Hallelujah. You see, once I come into your life, I ain't going to never leave you, and I ain't going to never forsake you. In the Old Testament, he would come upon them, and then he would leave. Why? Because they were unclean temple. He would come upon them to prophesy. They would prophesy, man, and then the Holy Spirit would leave. But boy, I'm talking about when he came upon us, boy, he said, I'm going to make my abode with you, and I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. I'm right here all the time. Why? Because you... And I can live in a clean temple once again, all because of God's love for you that he displayed in his son, Jesus Christ, of his coming to this earth. You be in there, listen, we preoccupied, man, with all the other things, good things. You know, we celebrate his birth, celebrate his resurrection. We set aside days and months and years for dead men and everything else, man. You preoccupied, man, with the means. Tell me that they don't really matter. The only thing that matters about the day he came in, was born, is that he was born. Whether it was December 25th or January the 39th, it don't matter, man. Back here, man, he came to this earth. We are preoccupied with the means and what day he came to this earth. And whether, man, December 25th is his actual birth and all that. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with, boy, what he came to do. Hallelujah. He ain't come for us, man, to celebrate his birth, man. Or let me say that differently. He ain't come for us, man, to get preoccupied, man, with the celebration of his birth, man, or his birthday or all that. He want us, man, to be, man, occupied, man, with what he came for. His purpose for coming. His reasons for coming. That's what. Why did he come? Not what he did, but why he did what he did and why God sent him to this earth. That's more important than what he did. By eyes and not stopping deaf ears, man, is you coming to the knowledge man of why he did that. That's the most important pursuit in life. What is purpose? What's the purpose? Why God created me? And why God put me on this earth? And why God sent his son Jesus Christ? And what the and why the Holy Spirit man is in here today? Not what they hear and what they do, but why? Hallelujah. Why? So that, man, you can be restored back to God's original plan and purpose and intent for your life. And what's that, Arthur? That it would be in your life, that you are created in his image and his likeness. You have his character, his nature. You have his functioning ability. Somebody said, what do you say, boy? I'm telling you, you don't know the power that's working on the inside of you. That's it. That's available to you. Why, Arthur? Because of a lack of knowledge. Only thing that the church know about me and the Holy Spirit, man, is that he's the third member of the Godhead, the third member of the Trinity. Boy, you don't know what he's doing in the earth today. You don't know who's at work in the earth today. It ain't Jesus. It ain't the Father. It's the Holy Spirit that's doing the work, that's at work today. Go and say, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Who is the us? That's the Father. He got a part to play. He's the source and sustainer. And he played his part. He's the source of our life. He created us. That means he's the source of our life. And not only the source of our life, he's the sustainer of our life. He's responsible for us. Hallelujah. What you mean? I said he's responsible for us. We made by God Incorporation. We are his product. And let me tell you something, man. He got to make sure that, boy, the product that he created, man, accomplished what his will and destiny and intent for it is. Why? For his name's sake. Glory to God. He got to do what he said he's going to do. Why? For his name's sake. What name's sake? That represents his character, his nature. Listen, boy, you get a product from the manufacturer, and boy, the manufacturer got an apple on it. That's the name, man, that it got on it. And they say this here, they give you a guarantee that it works and everything else. Then they give you a warranty in the product, a warranty and a guarantee. Well, if you operate this product, man, according to the way we certify for you to operate it, then we guarantee you that it will do and function, man, all the things that we created it to do and function. Hallelujah. And if anything go wrong with this product or anything, listen, don't you try to attempt to fix it yourself. You send it back to us. And we'll fix it, man, at our expense. We'll take care of it. And if we gave you fix, we'll send you back a brand new one at our defense. Why? Because we got to protect our namesake. If the word get out that our product ain't no good, then the consumer ain't going to get it. So Jesus said, I got to watch over my word, man, what, for my namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what the word say? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He restores my soul and leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear no evil. Why? Because, boy, I got a source and I got a sustainer. Hallelujah. I got the source of my life. Who is that? That's Abba. A-B-A. A-B-B-A. Abba Father. Who is that? That's my source and sustainer. He's the source of my life, and he's the one responsible for my life. That's why, boy, I'm talking about, boy, when mankind failed and got off God's mission for his life, man, God say, hey, listen, that's all right. I'm responsible for you. I promise you something, man. I don't want that, boy, that's coming a day, man, where I'm going to come myself, and I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction, man, that your disobedience has plunged you into, and I'm going to restore you back to my original plan and purpose and destiny that I set for your life. And that's this, that, boy, you be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue this earth. That you make it in your territory that I gave you and brought you down here to, in your territory, the earth, just like it is, man, in my territory. That's your mandate. That's your assignment. Ain't to have a good church. That's a means to that end, boy. The point of having a good church is when you grow in the knowledge of God's will. That you be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? So that you can know, the Bible says, what is the hope of his calling, the exceeding greatness, like I quoted earlier. But the power that's available to you. What power is that? The same mighty working power that God used when he sent Jesus Christ to this earth, anointed him with it, did what he did, and caused him to be crucified and raised him from the dead, and set him at the right hand of the Father. Far above every circumstance, situation, and symptom that the devil can shoot at your life. Just like Jesus Christ overcame every circumstance, situation that the devil tried to entrap him with, Boy, he overcame everything. You know how he overcame it? Why? Because he was full of the Holy Spirit and speaking and acting on the word of God. When the devil come trying to tempt him, baby, he didn't say, hey, you're right, I'm sure it's hungry and everything else. Man, I need to get me some bread. You say, hey, listen, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word, hallelujah, that comes from the mouth of our God. Glory to God. Glory be to God. What? Hey, boy, I mean, how you going to live? By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how you're supposed to live, man, according to the word of God. You're supposed to live according to the word of God. If God say, boy, I will redeem your life of destruction, I crown you in love and kindness and tender mercy, I take, man, all sickness away from the midst of you, hallelujah. It don't matter what the body say. It don't matter what the doctor say. It don't matter what the circumstance, situation, the symptoms say. It don't matter what people say, boy. Let me tell you something. It's the word of the Lord that's going to prevail, man. And boy, when you begin to not speak what the doctors say and what people say and what the circumstances and the situation say, hey, but when you just put the word of God on it and just continue to put the word of God on it and continue to put the word of God on it. How long, Brother Arthur? Forever. You keep saying it forever. Saying what? What does say the Lord? Why is that so important? Because the Holy Ghost got something to work with then. And you got to maintain that confession of faith and don't cast it away, the Bible says, because it got great recompense of reward. In other words, boy, if you maintain your confession of faith and don't give up, cave in, and quit, let me tell you something, in due season, you're going to reap if you don't faint, if you don't cave in and give up and quit because you don't see instant manifestation. I tell you, boy, faith is, man, believing, man, what God's word say, man, and even though you don't see it yet, acting on it, man, and speaking it until it comes to pass. Because if you act on it and speak it, man, and continue to act on it and continue to speak it and continue to act on it and continue to speak it, boy, you just water, you plant the seed and you water that seed, man, and you continue to water that seed in due season. What do you mean? Be not deceived, man. Go ahead and mark. Whatsoever a man sow, that's what he's going to reap. In due season, you're going to reap. Why? Because the Holy Ghost, man, is going to manifest that word. He's just waiting on it to get abundantly in your heart. How you get abundantly in your heart? You got to speak it there. You got to plant it there. You got to put it there. You got to put it there. How you put it there? By speaking God's word, boy, and getting it down in your heart and getting it down abundantly down in your heart. For what purpose? For the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth going to speak. And the man from the good treasure of his heart shall bring forth good things. In other words, boy, you're going to have what you say. You might not see it instantly, but keep on saying it. By his stripes, I'm here. Keep on acting on it, man. By his stripes, I'm here. Keep on decreeing it. By his stripes, I'm here. Keep on declaring it. By his stripes, I'm here, boy. Keep on acting on it. Keep on thinking like it. Keep on meditating on it. Keep on believing it, man. Keep on with it. Keep on with it. Keep on with it. Keep on. How long, Arthur? Forever. Glory to God. Until it become a way of life. And boy, one day, there's abundantly in your heart. Then when you speak, glory to God. The Holy Ghost is going to take that word, boy, that you speak and say his by his stripes out here, and he's going to do just like he did when God spoke. He's going to manifest. He's going to do just like he did when Jesus spoke. He's going to manifest what Jesus said. He's going to do just like he did in our life, boy, when we just do like Jesus did. What did you say? He's full of the Holy Spirit and acting on the word of God. He said, I only say what I see, what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. What do you say? I only say what I hear my Father say. And boy, I'm talking about, man, listen, in the new covenant that he's come to establish on the earth. I ain't kind of do away with the old covenant and the old way that God used to deal with, man, according to a man from Adam fall all the way up until to the coming of Jesus Christ, all the way up until Moses and the law and everything else. Hey, I ain't kind of take do away with that. I come to fulfill that. What do you mean fulfill that? I couldn't fulfill that, man, so that the righteous demands of a just God can be met. Why? So that everything, boy, that he spoke to Adam in Genesis chapter 3, that boy, that seed of that woman was going to produce a child, just like the devil used a woman to deceive mankind, God going to use a woman, man, to destroy the deception, man, that the devil did to cause mankind to lose everything that he lost. God used a woman too. Just like the devil used a woman, God used a woman too. Mary. Just like the devil used a woman to deceive mankind, God used a woman, man, to bring salvation, man, and deliver us from that deception to all mankind. He used Mary. and Mary brought forth Emmanuel. What's that, boy? That's God and man. You know the story in Isaiah, man, chapter 7. They say, I show you a mystery. They say, what? A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. What's that? Christ in you. What? God in you. God in a man. What? God in a man. God in a man. Just like God was in Adam and in the beginning, man, before he ate out the tree of the knowledge of Jesus, of knowledge of good and evil. What? God was in him. How was God in him? By the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit dwelt bodily in the spirit of Adam, man, on the earth, man, and enabled Adam to be able to walk and talk and commune with God all through the day, man. Unbroken fellowship. Why? That divine connection. Who is that? That's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, boy, that Holy Spirit that mankind lost, because even Adam disobeyed God, the Holy Spirit left. And Adam got put out of the presence of the Lord, the Garden of Eden. And he began to live on his own, man, and produce this world that we have here on the earth today. Instead of being on earth as it is in heaven, it's on earth like it is here today. So what good purpose of God redeeming our life, man, so that, boy, we can, man, once again, man, reestablish, man, the kingdom of heaven back on the earth and to expand that kingdom to be fruitful and multiply and tell man the whole earth is filled with the will of God, or that it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. So that the whole earth will become, man, a garden of Eden. So that the whole earth will become, man, a carbon copy of heaven. So that the whole earth, man, could be a colony of heaven. So that the same thing that's going on in heaven, man, might go on in the life of God's children here on the earth. Well, that's our assignment. That's our mandate. That's what God told us to do. He didn't tell us to have church. He told us to be fruitful and make the whole earth just like it is in heaven. That's our assignment. We've been preoccupied, man, with the means, having church. And, man, we know, depending on how, man, well folks' emotions were stirred up, determine how well the church was. And, man, we just having church. I told you, that's a good thing. But, boy, we have forfeited the great thing. The whole purpose of having church, the Bible says, so that we might be edified, so that the body of Christ might be edified for the work of his ministry. You got a ministry. Everybody has a ministry. It might not be apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, or whatever, the fivefold ministry, but that don't mean you don't have no ministry. What ministry do you and I have? We got the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Why? By the power of the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of us, to go into all the world and let the world know that, boy, God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. Boy, man, hooking mankind back up to himself. Power, boy, cleaning mankind up so that the Holy Spirit can once again, man, come dwell on, not among man, not around mankind, but on the inside of mankind. So that the same mighty working power that enabled Jesus Christ to do everything that he did might be dwell on the inside of us, so that we might fulfill that statement that Jesus Christ said, what? The works that I do, shall you do also. As the Father sent me, so shall I send you. As I am, so are you. Hallelujah. So that we could take up, man, where he left off at. The Bible says in Corinthians, man, every passage, well, you see it this year. He said, listen, man, he who knew no sin, God made him to be sin, so that you and I might be made the righteousness of God, as in Christ Jesus. For this, for what reason? For this reason, so that we might go all the world and let the world know that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world and mankind back to himself. What reconciling means? To make one again. Consile means to make one. Reconcile is to make one again. So that we might become one with God, one in mind, one in heart, one in desire, one in purpose, one in intent, one in action, one in walk, one in talking. Me until we be just like God, doing just like God did. What God was doing, he would create. What power we have on the inside of us? The ability to create our world. How you create your world? Just like that's like God created his world. Just like Jesus accomplished everything that he accomplished. How? Hey, man, by the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why God became a man, to show you and I, boy, listen, how to live and how to walk and how to talk. Let me tell you something about Jesus. You know, Baptist people say, yeah, you know what that Jesus did all that. Let me tell you something. What do you think you are? You're the Son of God, too. And the way that Jesus said he did, and you can do also. Hey, listen, this time for us, man, stop just preaching about, well, they don't preach about that because they don't have no faith in that. Why? Because nobody don't preach that. They preach the other good news and the other good word and everything else, but they don't preach what Jesus preached. What Jesus preached? All of the kingdom of hell. I'm closing now. What did Jesus Christ preach? What did the church preach? They preach the good news about Jesus Christ. Now, how he opened blind eyes and stopped deaf ears, and how he raised folks from the dead and made sermons out of that, get you all stirred up and everything else. But boy, I'm talking about Jesus Christ coming out of him, man. He wouldn't preach a man. He would preach a man this, what? All of the kingdom of hell. Everything that you lost in Adam, man. All that power, all that ability, all that dominion that God gave mankind, man, that you lost in Adam, man. All of that kingdom authority, kingdom rule, kingdom ability, your kingdom, your crown, all that you lost in there. Hallelujah, I got to get that back to you. All that you lost in there, what? Has nothing to, and listen, he finished. He didn't got it back to us, man. And boy, he was preaching what? One message, what? All of the kingdom of hell has arrived. It was once here on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 when Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, and then they lost that. They lost that fellowship. They lost that relationship with God. And through boy God's love for us and his son Jesus Christ, that relationship has been restored back to us. So that you too can do just like Adam and Eve were doing, man. You can walk and talk with God in the cool of the day. You can know that you 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 know, glory to God. Beyond any shadow of a doubt, boy, that Christ is on the inside of you and God is with you. And just like Adam and Eve were walking and talking to God in the cool of the day, you too now can once again, man, walk and talk with your God in the cool of the day, all the days of your life, man, not only here on earth, but forever and ever and ever. Why? Because you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. What's the curse of the law? The soul that sinned shall surely die. What happened, man? Adam, man, transgressed God's word, and he surely died. How he died? Man, he died spiritually. I ain't talking about physical death. He died spiritually. How he died spiritually? He got separated from the Holy Spirit, from God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit left him. What's that? That's death. That's spiritual death. That's separation from God. That's separation from your source and your sustainer. And just like if you pull a plant out the ground, why? Because that's either going to wither away and die. Amen. That's the same thing that happened to Adam, man. He got separated from his source. Why a plant going to die if you pull it up on the ground? Because it comes from the earth. In order for it to survive, they got to stay hooked up to his source and where it comes from, the ground. As long as it's in the ground, it can grow up, man, and continue to grow and grow and grow and grow and be a tree and produce fruits and then produce other trees and everything. And all this stuff that comes up. Say hello. That same day, boy, to my God, has redeemed our life from destruction, and boy, want us to get back to his original plan and purpose for our life. What is that, Arthur? Boy, to be like Jesus. What was Jesus Christ proclaiming, man? He was proclaiming, man, the good news about a kingdom. There wasn't no any kingdom. It's about the kingdom of God and the territory, man, that he lived in. What's that? That's him. What's the kingdom of God? That's what God is doing. What's the kingdom of heaven? That's, man, the place where God lives in. And what did he say? Jesus say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. What? What God is doing. Not what your church is doing. Not what your denomination is doing. Not what the Southern Baptists are doing. Not what the Hindus are doing. Not what the Muslims are doing. Not what the Seventh-day Adventists are doing. Or not what the Church of God in Christ is doing. All those are means to an end. But boy, to seek first, man, what God is doing. What God is doing, he restored his kingdom back in the earth, in the hearts of mankind. Where that Arthur? In the hearts of mankind. In their mind, in their will, in their emotion, in their attitude, in their very being. Why? So that they can relate it to their physical body, and then their physical body was manifested on this physical earth. How? By the spoken word that come out of me in their spirit, that come out of our mouth. And God say, boy, let me tell you something. When you do that, or think that, I got to watch over my word to perform it. But if you're just hoping and praying and speaking in doubt and unbelief, you say, no, you got to get to the place, man, where you believe, man gone. Where you believe. But listen, if there's anybody we ought to be able to believe, it's God. He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. And he's searching to and fro the earth, the Bible says. looking for men and women, man, that he can show himself strong on their behalf. Because he can allow that same mighty working power that the Holy Spirit is, man, displayed in Jesus Christ in the physical earth. He going to do that same thing on the inside of you in a spiritual environment. So that, boy, that spiritual environment he set up in your heart and in your mind and your soul will manifest itself, man, on this physical earth. Isn't this kingdom of heaven that Jesus Christ say is available to you? Hey, listen, he kind of established that first and foremost. Listen to this carefully as I begin to close. He come to establish the kingdom of heaven first and foremost, not on the earth, but in the earth. Hallelujah. If you read the Bible correctly, man, in the original text, man, in Hebrew, when the Bible say, man, listen, our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, and hallowed be thy name. Then the first request is, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth. What? In earth. How? Just like it is in hell. What's in earth? That's in you. That's in you. That's in your spirit. That's in your heart, your mind, your soul, your emotion. That's on the inside of a physical body that you live in. The earth is the physical body. The spirit that live on the inside of this physical body and the soul, that's the mind, the will, the emotion, the attitude, that's on the inside of this physical body. What did Jesus say? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, in us, in our spirit, in this physical body that lives in our spirit, in our soul that lives in this physical body. And when it get down on the inside of our soul, in our spirit, man, in our spirit, and then our spirit going to be laid to our soul, and our soul going to be led to this physical body, and this physical body going to manifest it on this physical earth. And it's going to hurt just like it is in hell. Our Lord is accomplishing that not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Hallelujah. So God wants you to know, boy, that you got a mighty working power on the inside of you, so that you can come to the knowledge of the power that you have on the inside of you. Hallelujah. So that you can do the thing that God created you to do. What would that boy have dominion in this race, in your life in this race? Well, to have power and control and influence and authority, man, over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts your life here on this earth, boy. He said, I give you dominion over the fish of the sea, the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, and over all the earth. Adam lost that dominion that God gave him. Jesus Christ come, man, got that dominion back and restored it back to who it rightfully belonged to. That's you and I. That's mankind. And all we got to do now is come to the knowledge of it and begin to operate in it. Line up on line, precept upon precept. Just like we were born into this world system and learn how to act on this world system, same way we grow up in the kingdom of God, man, as little bit of children growing up, man, and then we become, man, adults, sons of God. The Bible says, for this reason, was the Son of God manifested to destroy the works of the devil. What's the word? To separate you from your soul, from your power, from the view coming to the knowledge of who you really are, where you really come from, why you really here, what you really can do, and where you really going to end up in. You ain't going to end up in heaven forever and ever and ever and ever, living man by in heaven, man, and drinking grapes and hey, my side that. No, your perfect man is to reign on here on the earth for heaven. In heaven, in heaven. That it be in our lives here already, just like it is in heaven. Listen, y'all, my time is up. My family, my wife, Gary, and I, we got one assignment, man. And boy, that's one commission. But that's to go into all the world and preach this gospel of the kingdom, man, to every man, every woman, and every boy, and every girl. To let you know that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling you back to himself, that all your sins are washed white as snow, so that you can begin to operate in the power and authority that God created you to operate in. Hey, begin to walk in the reality of what it means to be children of the Most High God as you continue your journey, man, in the kingdom. God bless you. We love you. If we could be of any further help to you, you can contact 713-870-3776. 713-870-3776. Kingdom Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry, Arthur Gale of Ham. Hey, we love you with the love of the Lord and believe in God's best for your life. We'll talk to you again next week. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship.